So we're in a series titled Created to Dream. This is week number 2. But this Created to Dream series is all about you finding the dream for your life, the plan that God has for you. I mean, that's what the thrust of this is all about. And so as we think about being created to dream, you may be here and you thought, you know, wouldn't it be great to start life over again? Have you ever thought about that? I wish I could go back and redo this or redo that. And we've all thought that. However, there's no way we can rewind the tape. But God tells us we can get a new start. And so there's 2 goals for the church family for this series. Here it is. Here's the first one. You may already have a dream, something that's been bubbling up in your heart for months or years. And it's my prayer that through the remainder of this series, you'll just nurture it and be strengthened by it and get excited about it. Or letter B, maybe you're here and you don't have a dream. And the desire of your heart is to say, God, what do you want me to do going forward? And so the other prayer is that everybody would birth or experience the birth of a new dream. And so those are the 2 big picture goals. And maybe you're in both categories. But just ask God to create his sense of dream and purpose in your life. Now, I want to cover the definition again of the kind of dream we're talking about. Here it is. The dream we're talking about is a mental portrait of God's preferred future for your life. It's a picture in your mind and heart of how God wants to use you. And as you journey through life, your heart, it can develop a photograph of what God's preferred purpose is for you. And so that's the kind of dream we're after. God, what is it you want to do in my life? Paint a picture or give me a portrait or a passion for a particular purpose or idea. So that's our definition. Well, today the title of the message is this: Taking the Initiative. There comes a point whenever we have a dream, we have to own it. And when we own it, we have to take initiative to make it happen. God will not ever sideline you forever. The dream you have, you are a part of the answer. And when we can incubate a dream, Rick talked about that last week in the video. That's phase 1. Phase 2 is when we make a decision about it. What does that mean? We decide to act on it. You may have an idea in your heart today that you've thought about for years. And the problem is, you're still at stage 1, and God is saying, okay, it's time to go to stage 2, which is to decide to act upon it, to take initiative. Last Tuesday night in our life group at the house, I want to tell you a part of the conversation. Many of us go to stage 1, we have a dream, and you know what happens? We talk ourselves out of it. It's too big. Can't do it. Will never happen. There's no way. And we literally take ourselves, the dream, off the table. We just talk ourselves out of it. And God is saying, hey, stage 2 is when you take the initiative, you decide to act upon it. Now, today we're going to talk about a blind man, blind Bartimaeus. It's in Mark chapter 10, verses 46 to 52. There's a verse in your notes, sermon listening guide. It's from Psalm 145:14. Let's read it together. God gives a fresh start to those ready to quit. The word says God is in the business of giving people a fresh start, especially when you're ready to throw in the towel. And today we're going to talk about that. You may be here today and you're at that place where, you know, you wonder if you're going to make it. You wonder if this is going to get better. And you feel like you're at the end of your rope and ready to throw in the towel. Jesus is in the business of giving people a fresh start, a new beginning. And we're going to talk about that today. So here's the text, the setting. Blind Bartimaeus cannot see, probably can't write, and his occupation is sitting alongside the road. You know what he does? He begs. He makes a living by begging. We see that today along some of the streets in America and around the world. People just, they're not working, they're begging. That's how they get along, how they exist. But we find here that while he couldn't see, he couldn't work, he was probably just stalled in life, he was about to get a fresh start. A miracle took place in his life that changed everything. And so I want to talk with you today about how can we get a fresh start with our faith. Now, faith is huge because it is believing God for something better than what you're currently experiencing. God rewards faith. The word says that there's no other way to please God except through faith. And so God honors faith, and that's what happened to the blind Bartimaeus. He had faith. Let's get started. Number one, the first thing that happened of how the blind guy got a fresh start was this. It's number one is to seize the moment. Seize the moment. Read with me Mark 10:46 to 47 in your notes. As Jesus left town, a great crowd was following a blind beggar named Bartimaeus, was sitting beside the road as Jesus was going by. When Bartimaeus heard that Jesus was nearby, he began to shout, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Imagine with me, Bartimaeus gets up. It's an ordinary, regular day. Somebody will lead him to a position along the side of the road. He will put out some kind of a cup or a can, and he'll beg or just be there the entire day long. He's stuck in life. He doesn't know where to go. He doesn't know how to change. And probably month after month, year after year, he begs to make a living. Well, here's what happened. I think he had heard rumors or the word on the street about Jesus who could do miracles, and he heard that Jesus was walking or coming by his location. All of a sudden, something swelled up inside him, and he began to shout, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Here's what happened. He was desperate. You ever been desperate in life? Where you just have to cry out to God, "I'm at the end of my rope, I can't do anymore," and you're just, it's a desperation prayer. I think that's where he was at. And so he cries out to Jesus, and he began to shout, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." He knew that Jesus could help him with his life circumstance. Do you realize today you may be here, and maybe you're at the end of your rope. Everything you've tried hasn't worked. You're desperate. And whenever we lift faith up to Christ, let me tell you, he responds to that. He looks on people with faith and does the miraculous for them and in them. And so we find here that Bartimaeus sees the moment. You see, when you sense Jesus close to your life, could be this morning's service, you sense a nearness, you got to seize the moment. You don't know if this moment will come back. The problem is in life, we tend to procrastinate. We say, "Well, I'll do it next month. I'll change next year. Maybe at a later time." And we continue to live in the rut that we've been in for some time. And so Bartimaeus said, "Wait a minute. I'm going to seize the moment and take the initiative because I want a better life." Luke 9:62 from the Message says this: Jesus said, "No procrastination, no backward looks. You can't put off God's kingdom till tomorrow. Seize the day." Seize the day. So point number one is very simple. Are you here today and there's a huge need in your life that is not being met, or there's a situation you find yourself in that you want to change, but you can't figure it out. When we sense the presence of God, we need to seize the moment. We need to seize the day. We need to lay hold of it. Take advantage of the Holy Spirit's prompting in your life, even today in this service, to say, wait a minute, if God is here, he can change me and give me a new sense of hope. All right, so number one, blind Bartimaeus seized the moment. He cried out to Jesus. Number two, the second thing to get a fresh start is this. We have to tame our fears. Tame our fears. Read with me Mark 10:48 in your notes. Many of the people scolded him and told him to be quiet, but he shouted even more loudly, "Have mercy on me." I want to talk about our fears. And specifically, I want to talk about the people that tell us it can't be done. You may have a dream in your life of something you've always wanted to do, but there are voices in the crowd. Maybe it's a family member, somebody close to you. Maybe it's a neighbor or a coworker. And the voices in the crowd say this, you know what, that's an amazing idea, but there's no way it's going to happen to you. And all of a sudden, our sense of faith and hope gets diluted and diffused, and we're ready to give up on the dream. After all, that person told me there's probably no chance it's going to happen. Bartimaeus had to deal with the voices in the crowd which said, be quiet, don't bother Jesus, just stay away. You know what he did? It says he shouted all the more loudly. Don't give up on your dream just because somebody else says it's not possible. Fear has a way to disable us. Proverbs 29:25. The fear of human opinion disables you. If you want a key nugget of truth from this message to take with you from this service, it is this. The fear of human opinion will disable your dream. Trusting in God protects you from that. You know what it's saying? Listen closely. The voice of God into your life, when it's in line with his word, is more powerful than the one or two other people that say it can't happen. If you want to live your dream, whatever God plants into your heart, there will come a time where somebody will say, it's no way, there's no way it's going to happen. But when the voice of God and his promise is more powerful and you listen to that more than you do the voice of other people, let me tell you, you're on your way to experiencing God's plan for your life. You know, the word codependency is when we live for somebody else's approval. Now, we live in relationships throughout our entire lifetime. That's just how it works. And people have voices into our life of what's possible and what's not. But here's the key thought. When you have a dream, but somebody says, no way, but you believe God's in it, and you're really convinced it's God's plan for you, we have to listen more to that voice than somebody else's in order for God to fulfill it. So we have to tame or deal with the fear which says, I don't think there's any way this dream can happen. All right, seize the moment, tame your fear, number three. The third thing we need to do is this. We need to announce our faith. Announce our faith. Read with me verse 51, Mark 10, on the back side of the sermon listing guide. Jesus asked him, what do you want me to do for you? The blind man answered, teacher, I want to see. Here's the deal. The blind man had to announce and articulate his dream. Jesus said, what do you want me to do for you? And he said, teacher, I want to see. he articulated his dream. If we never verbalize our dream that's in our hearts, here's what happens. A secret faith is a shallow faith. And chances are, it won't take long before the dream becomes just uprooted because of circumstances. But when we verbalize it, here's what happens. It strengthens us, but secondly, it makes us accountable to other people. If you verbalize your dream to somebody else, let me tell you, you're on the hook. And when we do that, there's a higher degree of saying, I'm going to see this through. I got to move forward with it. So we find here that the blind Bartimaeus guy, he says, he set a faith goal. He says, I want to see. Now, here's a question that I think God would ask each of us here. Jesus would say, what do you want me to do for you? How would you answer that this morning? What do you want him to do for you? Verbalize it, articulate it. What's the need in your life? What is it that you want God to do? Maybe it's, being in a life group. That's a goal. That's a step you need to take. Maybe it's being a part or getting baptized or inviting a friend to church or learning how to better serve or learning how to tithe. Or maybe it's the next step. It's something that he's calling you to do. Join the church. Be a part of the bigger picture. Verbalize it and then go after it. We have to somehow announce our faith. So in James 4:15, in your notes, it says this. You ought to say, if it's the Lord's will, we will live and do this or that. Let me just temper the dream factor. Our dreams must always be filtered through God's word. And we say, well, God, if this is your will, I will do this. If it's not, I won't. So we have to always temper and saying, hey, I only want what God wants. There's been some dreams in my life that have needed to die. They just weren't good dreams, or they weren't God's dream. They were Larry's dream for Larry. And so we say, if it's your will, Lord, I'm going to go after this dream. Read with me now Galatians 3:27 in your notes. Your baptism in Christ was not just washing you up for a fresh start. It also involved dressing you in an adult faith wardrobe. Christ's life, the fulfillment of God's original promise. Here's what it's saying. If you have a dream, you get a fresh start. Let God be a part of it. But then it says, get dressed in an adult wardrobe. What does that mean? You nurture the dream, you share it with other people, and you let it grow. Chances are, your dream will require the help of other people. If we can do the dream all of our own, you know, it may not be that big of a deal, but a dream will often require other people being a part of the team to make it happen. We get dressed in an adult wardrobe, we nurture it, we lean into it, and we let God expand it in us. Announce your faith. Number four, and this is one of my favorite points. The fourth way we get a fresh start is this. Receive God's grace. Receive God's grace. Read it with me, verse 52a in your notes. Jesus said to him, go your way. Your faith has made you well. And immediately he regained his sight. The blind man received grace and the miracle in that moment, and it became his own. Here's the point. If you have a dream and you want a fresh start, you and I must receive his enablement, the power, the miraculous provision to make it happen. We cannot do it ourselves. We must receive God's grace. And the blind man received the miracle in that moment that he could see. John 1:16 says this, from the fullness of his grace, we have all received one blessing after another. In other words, your heart must be open to receiving the enablement or the power for the miracle to happen. I really believe in America, because we live such fast-paced lives, we often don't take enough time in stillness before God to receive the enablement, the empowerment, the grace, the mercy, the compassions that changes on the inside, that sets us up for what He wants to do in the future. So take the time to receive God's grace. Romans 4:16 says, that's why faith is the key. God's promise is given to us as a free gift. It's a free gift. If you're like me, sometimes I get on the treadmill of performance before God, that the more I do, maybe the more I'm accepted, the more I earn, but that's a faulty premise. When we go before God, understand His grace, His miraculous power, His provision is a free gift. Here's my challenge to you this week. I want you to take time by yourself, somewhere in your house or wherever you go, and I want you to quiet your heart. I want you to get still before God, and I want you to receive by faith the free gift of His grace that will enable you to somehow be a part of the fulfillment of your dream. Just take time. God will download into an available heart the power to do something that He can only do that we cannot do ourselves. It's a free gift. We just have to receive it. The blind man received God's grace. The miracle happened. And finally, number five. The fifth way that we get a fresh start with our faith is this. Take the next step. Take the next step. Read with me, verse 52b in your notes. He regained his sight and began following Jesus on the road. The guy got up. He took the next step and he started walking along the road with Jesus. James 2:14 says, if people say they have faith but do nothing, their faith is worth nothing. In other words, faith is action. Faith is getting up. Faith is taking initiative. Faith is laying hold of it. Faith is owning it. Faith is saying, I'm going to believe through a faith announcement that God's going to help me in this area. He got up. He took the next step. You may be here today. And what is your next step? Where is God calling you to get up? Don't sit along the road, but He's saying it's time to get up and follow me along the road. Read with me the last verse in your notes. Everything that we have, right thinking, right living, a clean slate and a fresh start, comes from God by the way of Jesus Christ. You want a fresh start today? I want to contrast two phrases in this story. At the beginning of the story, Bartimaeus is sitting beside the road. He's sitting there. Jesus comes by. Bartimaeus seizes the moment. I mean, he has to deal with the fear of the crowd, the negative voice. He announces his faith that he wants to be healed. He received God's grace, and then here's what happened. He went from sitting to now he's following Jesus along the way. It's two different positions. Sitting doesn't take much effort. You just park it. We stay there day after day after day. Getting up, taking action, moving forward, taking advantage of the opportunity is the next step. He then got up and he followed Jesus, walking along the road. I have one last slide. Here it is. You gotta seize the opportunity. Seize the opportunity. In other words, comes a point where you pull the trigger. And so when we look at the example of Bartimaeus, he basically said, I'm going for it. I'm going to seize the moment, take advantage of what Jesus is walking along the pathway. And he cried out to him. Maybe you're here today and you're in a place in your life where you just need to cry out to him. Call out to him. You're desperate. You gotta have something. And so then you have to tame your fear because you wonder if it's going to happen. You got to deal with that. You got to push back on it. Fear disables us. But then you're going to say, you know, this is what I want in life. I want to live more victorious in this area. I want to accomplish this by the end of the year. And so you make the list. You announce your faith. You share it with people. Number four, this is huge. Receive the enablement of grace to make your faith announcement happen. It's your dream. That's what God's in the business of doing. But then finally, number five, you take the next step. You get up, you walk forward, and you got a fresh start, a new beginning because of his grace. In a few moments, Pastor Jack's going to come and lead us in the communion ritual. But I want to take a few moments of silent prayer. And I'd ask that you just bow your head and close your eyes. And I believe God's presence is here today. And you're sitting there or you're watching online. What do you need to seize the moment of? What do you need to take the initiative over? What do you need to get up from? Make a decision to do that. The other part is to deal with your fears. It's easy to talk our way out of our dream or to allow the voice of another person. Deal with the fear you have in your life about whether God could really do that for you. Come up with your faith statement. What do you want Jesus to do for you in your life? I mean, that's a loaded question. Open-ended question. What do you want him to do in your life today? You name the miracle. You name it. Put a label on it. Say, this is what I'm after, God. Bartimaeus said, I want to see. What do you want Jesus to do for you? And as you're in that place of need and dependency, open your heart, say, God, I need to receive your grace for me to change, for the dream to happen. It's a free gift. So open your heart and say, God, I'm totally open for your power, your grace to come into my life in a new way, to do the miracle that I need to change. I want you to receive it right now. And then God will show you what the next step is to get up, to move forward, to do something different. He'll show that to you. It's just one step at a time. It's not the fifth step. It's the first step. We need to take advantage and seize the moment of those opportunities. Father, you're listening to the prayers of your people in this very moment. You know the dream of everyone's heart. And the first and the biggest decision we'll ever make is just to allow Jesus Christ into our life. And so if you're here today or listening online and you've never opened that door, right now do a faith statement and say, Lord, I can't do life on my own anymore. Forgive me of all my sins and self-effort. Come into my life. Right now, this moment, live in me and through me. Be my Savior. Be my Lord. Make the difference of my life going forward. And Father, I now pray for every person's dream today that you would fan it into flame, that it would grow, it would become a passion. And we will seize the moment. We'll take initiative. We'll act on what you've placed in our heart. We want to be the change agent in ourselves and in the world around us as we believe you for your grace to make it possible. Father, birth dreams in us and expand the ones we have in our hearts now to make a difference in the broken world we live in. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Pastor Jack.